Well, on the list of the trailers, Ryan, I also mentioned in that post about the tour buses coming through Strabane not being able to stop, and I think that was the reference I made to trailers. But having said that, it was a big disappointment, obviously, for the Strabane Athletic Club and the players, the supporters, all the people that put in a lot of work to stage the game. And in relation to the replay, is where the anger came in. Over the last year or so, we've been lobbying for the floodlights to be for Melbourne Park, and it hasn't happened. Although the money's been set aside for it, we're Strabane Athletic aren't able to stage the replay for the fact that they haven't got any floodlights, so the match has to go to Belfast, and that's where the eggs come in. And as regards Saturday, that there was vendors who had stopped, but for the game, they had to find a way moving that stock on, but that wasn't the fault of anybody. That was the rally. We can't legislate for the rally. But the aggregate and the fact that Strabane Athletic still haven't got floodlights after a second time.
The fact that the floodlights haven't been implemented, you were alluding to the fact that some things in Strabane don't get built in a timely manner because there's more focus on Derry.
That's exactly what I was saying. I won't beat about the bush there. You know, in my 6 years in council, I think that, you know, Strabane seems to be an afterthought the biggest part of the time. Strabane Athletic Football Club, they do a lot of work in the community in Strabane. They've got, from 5 years upwards, they've got a load of teams. They've got ladies' netball team. They've got two ladies' football teams. You know, they provide a lot for the youth of Strabane. You know, I just feel council should be a wee bit more forthcoming and recognising that.
And outside of the floodlight issue, can you think of any other facilities in Strabane which have been delayed in favour of things in Derry being built?
Well, in terms of facilities, I'll be talking more about projects. You know, there's a few things. There's the river walkway in Strabane, which was damaged in a flood, 2018, and we're still waiting on that to be repaired. If you compare the play parks at Easton and Strabane with the play parks at Easton and Derry, you'll see a vast difference in quality and supply. You know, there's numerous things. It's an ongoing thing.
And what would you like to see done instead to improve things around this sort of issue?
I would just like to see Strabane getting a more parity of esteem. Traders in Strabane are open arms at the moment because of the amount of rates that they pay the same amount of rates as Derry, but they don't feel that they get the same value for money as traders in Derry do.